wears on you, obviously, more one another. There's the familiarity breeds a little contempt. Was there anything that surprised you guys, do you think, about them tonight?
Yeah, we knew they were going to come out with a big push. They're an electric team. They got young guys that can fly. They got some skill, and obviously a pretty emotional game one. A lot of their guys are making their debut, and we didn't have a great answer for that off the bat. We weren't happy with our first period. But that being said, I think you see the presence in this room, the veteran presence, to be able to climb back into the game, stay the play in the right way. And like I said, even keel, we got lots of veteran guys like Justin Williams who led the way, and the rest of the guys kind of followed, and we were able to get it done in overtime. And we're going to continue to build our game review on that, and hopefully pick some more stuff apart.
As a kid growing up in Toronto, I imagine you dreamed of doing that for the
league. Yeah, I was saying to Beegs before. I mean, you've lived this moment in your brain when you're a young kid, you know, in the backyard or whatever, when you're 8, 9, 10 years old. And, so let's just go out there and play, and you know what, it's playoffs, they're the best time of the year. The building was unbelievable. The fans are second to none here, and obviously a pretty good feeling putting that in the net.
When the pressure gets turned on like that and you guys are down 2 goals, what do you see from Justin Williams in those moments?
Yeah, I mean, he's steady Eddie. He's been that guy for us in the past. He's been that guy all year. He's definitely got the room. When he talks, you listen. And you know what, he said some things. He went out there and led the way with his performance. But you know what, he's leading. Everyone's trying their best. It's a good group effort. And he happened to be the guy tonight. And then obviously the OT goal. But, I mean, every night.
Was he one of the guys kind of talking in here at intermission?
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't say a lot in the room, but when he does talk, you listen. And you know, we're confident in our group. We weren't happy with our start, but you can't hit the panic button. Take a big deep breath in the first intermission, and then start to claw away at the lead. And you get one, you get two, and you keep the ball rolling. And hopefully, we can get that 20 minutes in the first, throw it away, and build on our game for game two.
There wasn't much with jump, but what within your guys' control do you feel needs to be cleaned up after the first 10 minutes?
I haven't really watched much of it in the first, but I mean, it's hectic hockey in the first period, especially in game one. There's pucks kind of bouncing. You see their first goal, it goes into the corner, it bounces out front, but it all starts because you want to respond to the puck on the offensive end.